أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أو كالذي مر على قرية وهي خاوية على عروشها قال أنى يحيي هذه الله بعد موتها فماته الله 100 عام ثم بعثه. Yesterday we read after Ayatul Kursi 3 instances which Allah Ta'ala mentioned. The first one was about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and the king Namrud bin Kanaan, and that was that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam taught him and brought to him the message of the existence of Allah and the qudrat and power of Allah. And from that incident, that is what the lesson we should learn, that Allah tabaraka ta'ala is in existence and Allah's qudrat and power, al-hayyul qayyum, is above everything. That when he told him that Allah is the one who gives life and death, he said, I also give life and death. And he brought a prisoner and set him free and said, I gave him life. Another prisoner, he had him executed and he said, I give death. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw that he's so stupid that he does not even understand what is giving life and death. It's not of setting a prisoner free. Life is from a lifeless thing, the fetus in the womb of the mother, that Allah puts life, ruh, in there, that is giving life. And that Allah extracts that ruh, that is giving more. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam gave him a more easier thing to understand and told him that Allah brings the sun from the east, brings it up, you bring it from the west. And then he realized that he has got no power over everything, and that Allah Ta'ala, the Lord, the Kedah, Allah of Ibrahim, has got power of this, to let the sun rise from the west also, from the north, the south, anywhere. It is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So that was one instance which Allah has mentioned for us to build our iman on the existence and the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. The next 2 instances are for us to believe in akhirah and resurrection, that we will be brought back to life. There are 2 instances. The first one Allah Ta'ala mentioned, that of Hazrat Uzair alayhi salam, who was in the ummah of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And he passed by one time Baytul Muqaddas, which Bukhte Nasr, which the Quran Sharif refers to in the 15th Supara, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, that they will cause great havoc in the earth. It wasn't twice only, many times, but 2 were particular instances. And one was when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, Allah sent a notorious king, Bukhte Nasr, who desecrated the Baytul Muqaddas, the Torah. He enslaved the children and he gave them great, great pain and torture. So, and he had destroyed Baytul Muqaddas completely. So much so that the roofs had fallen in, and then the walls fell onto the roofs. Corpses were just lying around. When he saw all this, he said that, can Allah Ta'ala bring this back to life after so much of this destruction? He hated iman. But what he meant, can Allah bring it back to life? That Allah must bring it back to life. Allah's qudrat is above everything, that after complete destruction, no hope of life, that Allah should bring it back to life. But he put it in the words that, can Allah Ta'ala, will Allah bring this back to life? Allah Ta'ala gave him mort there at that time, and made him, let him be in mort for 100 years, and then Allah brought him back to life. That Allah Ta'ala explains and says, O kalladhi marra ala qariya, ya na dekha tune us shakhs ko ke guzra wo ek shahar par, or have you not seen that person, that was Uzair, who had passed by Baytul Muqaddas, marra ala qaryatin, he had passed by Baytul Muqaddas, wa hiya khawiyatun ala urushiha, or wo ghir para tha apni chhaton par, and the condition of Baytul Muqaddas was of complete destruction. that the roofs had fallen in, the walls had fallen over the roofs, corpses were lying around, that there seems to be no hope that this can ever come back to life again. And then he said, قال أَنَّا يُحْيِي هَذِهِ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا بُولَا کیوں کر زندہ کرے گا اس کو اللہ مر گئے پیچھے. How will this come back to life again? How will Allah bring it to life after all this destruction? And in fact, the Quraysh of Makkah, one of the main objections which they made about accepting Islam, that they just could not comprehend and understand and accept that when a person is dead, that person can't move anything. And if his corpse lies for a little while and it becomes hard, it's stuff, it can't do anything. How can life come back in there? This they just could not understand. Whereas Allah shows here, for our benefit to build our iman, and that is the thing that we must have, complete yaqeen on akhirat. And we all have to check, a great weakness is in us of our yaqeen. Iman, we say with our tongue that we believe in akhirat. But how much are we convinced? As one buzurg says, that you say you believe in akhirat, but you don't make any preparation for akhirat. You say dunya is temporary, but all your efforts are for dunya. All the time you are only preparing for dunya. What are we preparing for akhirat? Yeah, we know, we do so much work, I will get so much rent. And if I do this wrong, I get a traffic fine, I'll have to pay so much for the traffic fine. We know that, but how much do we think of akhirat? I'll do this, I will get so much sawab. I've got some free time, let me make more tilawat. Let me make some rakats of namaz. I will get the sawab, it will help me. When we are tempted with some guna, if I'm going to commit the guna, my akhirat will get destroyed. My sawabs will be taken away. How many of us think so that yaqeen is very much lacking in us? So that has to be built. And from this instance, we should build this. This is a reality which the Quran refers to, and history books also all bear testimony to this fact, that Baytul Muqaddas was destroyed like that. And then he said that, how will Allah bring this place back to life again after this complete destruction? So after we go to a old Qabristan, and there are so many Qabristan that there are no signs of them left also anymore, that nobody knows about those Qabristans also. All of them, Allah will bring them back to life on the day of Qiyamah. فَأَمَاتَهُ اللَّهُ مِئَةَ عَامٍ ثُمَّ بَعَثَ. پھر مردہ رکھا اس شخص کو اللہ نے 100 برس, پھر اٹھایا اس کو. Allah kept him dead for 100 years, and then Allah tabaraka ta'ala raised him again, brought him back from his death to his life. So that we also, from his incident, we can also see that what is 100 years, or tens of hundreds and thousands of years, for Allah to bring back to life, it is just one command of Allah, and if a person will come back to life. When he was brought back to life, Allah asked him, Kam labith, for how long? To kitni der yahan raha? How long did you stay here? You were passing this town, so how long did you stay? And in front we read then further the incident, and which teaches us that Allah Ta'ala has got the full qudrat to bring every individual, and Allah will bring every individual back to life. All the people of the world, no matter they could be bombed, from what bombs could have fallen, fire could have burned them, they could have drowned in water, anything could have happened, no sign of their body anywhere, but Allah will bring everyone back to life again. That is a very important fundamental aqidah, belief, and yaqeen, conviction that we must have. A person who has that, he himself, his life will be corrected. And a person who hasn't got that, he doesn't need shaitan to mislead him. He will be himself, he'll mislead himself. But if he has got that yaqeen, that will be enough to guide him to see which is the right path, There will be no confusion for him, and he will be all the time engaged in preparing for Akhirah. And for such a person, as it comes in the hadith, a person who makes his niyyah to Akhirah, Allah sees to all his needs of dunya. He doesn't have to work for his dunya. Allah will provide from him from sources which he could not even ever think about. And his dunya's life will also carry on. So Allah give us tawfiq to have that yaqeen and to read this Quran, this ayat in the Quran Sharif. It's not only that we read it, not only for barakat and sawab, but main that yaqeen be built in us. Complete conviction that we are all going to come back to life, and for every action of ours, whether we forgot it, whether we know it, don't know it, we will be questioned about that. If that comes in a person, he himself, his life will be corrected, and he will be on the right path. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.